celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. Now, I don't know about you, but nothing spoils my summertime fun more than those pesky bugs. Yeah, I hate them. In particular, I hate mosquitoes. And you know, it can't be fun for our pets. My first guest, Melissa Rogers, is here from Energetic Solutions to tell us about her product, Shoe Tag. Hi, Melissa, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Great to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad that you could join us, and, you know, this is perfect timing. I want you to tell us about Shoe Tag, and that's spelled S-H-O-O, and how it works for our pets.
Well, my sister and I figured out how to encode a magnetic strip with a frequency. And like many devices out on the market, some people don't know about them, but the heart pumps and prosthetics and all different kinds of medical products, it uses the body's power, that the energy the body produces, to create the barrier to push out those frequencies around the pet. So when you just put a shoe tag on a collar or around its neck, then that the body's energy pushes those frequencies out in that tag around the pet to protect them from those specific targeted insects.
Wow. That sounds brilliant. I think I need you on my team.
Right. And the best thing about it is there's no chemicals. There's no poisons. There's nothing to harm the animal or the planet.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because I know that there's always a lot of controversy on medication, and specifically when we use these topical products, and it's hard to know when to use it. I know myself, when we're using, you know, the different flea and tick applications here during the certain times of year, you know, I was doing this once a month, and then I read the fine print and found out that it was actually good for 3 months. So I had to question that, why am I administering this once a month if it's actually supposed to be good for 3 months?
The way you buy topicals is you buy them in either a one-month supply or a three-month supply. So normally you do apply them once a month.
Okay.
It's just that on your box, if it was a three-month supply, if it had more than one vial in it, that's when it says it's good for 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, that was just confusing to me. So this sounds like it kind of takes all the guesswork out of that. So how it actually works is what you just explained. It actually works with your body. So we're talking about this for our pets, but we're also going to use this for ourselves, correct?
Yeah, we actually have tags. It actually is really high tech, and they're specific to the animal that's wearing them and specific to the insect. So I live in Texas, right? So I have on my people mosquito tag. It's real easy because it lasts 4 months and it's waterproof, which is great.
And I don't
have to worry about it.
Oh, so it's waterproof. Okay. When you say waterproof, do you mean like jump in the pool waterproof, or you just mean it starts raining?
No, any water. You can swim in the ocean, jump in the pool, swim all day. I mean, it looks like a credit card, so it's made of biodegradable PVC, and it has the magnetic strip on it, so water doesn't affect it.
Wow, this just keeps getting better. And so you said they last for 4 months, but let's just say, are you wearing this every day for 4 months, and how would you know how do you find out if it's still working?
Well, basically, it's the wear and tear on the magnetic strip, right? So I can tell if it's working because it's real obvious when you get bit by mosquitoes. every now and then, if it gets dirty, I'll turn it over, and I wipe it with a damp cloth, and I just look at the magnetic strip and make sure it doesn't have any big scratches on it or bends. And if not, it's fine. But normal wear and tear is about 4 months.
And I was looking at your website, and you also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So it's really, if someone wanted to try this and they weren't happy with it, they could send it back.
Absolutely. We're in 2 years, we're in 28 countries. We've sold over 500,000 tags, and we've had less than, it's like 1.5% returns.
That's exceptional.
Yeah. You know why? Because it works.
Well, how did you get the word out when you first started this? What was your first avenues to start promoting this?
Well, we launched our product in February 2009 at the Global Pet Expo. We were a member. We were accepted as a member of the American Pet Product Manufacturing Association, and went to the Global Expo and won all of our awards, and distributors were buying it, and they started promoting it.
Well, that's a success story. Did you even think at the time when your sister and yourself were dreaming this up and came up with this product that it would be as successful as it is?
You know, actually we did, because the more we worked on it, the more we kept saying, okay, but it has to be able to do this, and it has to be able to do that, and let's make it so it's this. You know, we score like 96% on a green scorecard. We wanted the smallest carbon footprint. We didn't want our kids and families touching the poison. We didn't want anything on there that could harm anything. It didn't even kill the fleas. It just repels them. You just don't look like a good host. So the more we worked on it, the more we kept thinking, oh, my God, this could be big. Oh, my God, this could be big. So, yeah, we envisioned it being big. And it's really done well.
Do you have anything in mind going forward? Are you working on something else? Because as a fellow entrepreneur, I don't think you ever just stop with that. I think you're always thinking of the next best thing.
We can actually use this technology in so many markets for so many different things. I mean, we have chiggers, ticks, flies, no-see-ums, mosquitoes. Are there other insects? Yeah. We've thought about one for a kid for head lice, which I thought would be great.
Yeah,
we
I think there's a market
have them
for that.
For cows and horses and dogs and cats. So, you know, in the time in America that we're in with lending institutions and doing a startup, I would say that's probably been our biggest struggle. And mm-hmm. really we just want, I believe that we're going to be in like Petco and PetSmart next year is what we're slated for. And really it's just a timing thing. Do we have other products? Mm-hmm. Trying to come up with some little things that we've got designers working on for wristbands to wear the human tags instead of sticking it in your sock or your hat band or around your neck.
Yeah,
and
I like
we've
that.
Got some little deals that you can slide on a collar that are coming out that you just slide the tag in, and you don't have to even hook it on the collar or put it on the inside of the collar. So we're trying to make it easier, wearability. And then, yeah, we have a bunch of stuff on the back burner, but, you know, it's like one thing at a time.
Yeah, good for you. That's really good advice. Well, I, for one, will try the shoe tag for my pets this summer, and I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
We do. So who's our lucky?
Well, we're going to have someone call in, and when they call in, what are they going to receive?
They're going to receive a dog, flea, and tick that's good for 4 months, and a people mosquito so you can go outside with your dog.
Oh, that's awesome. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the revolutionary shoe tag for your pet and yourself. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Melissa, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy your show.
For more
show.
Information. Okay. Hey, thanks again. I really am going to be visiting your website right after this. For more information, log on to ShoeTag.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, We'll be talking with an entrepreneur who has the perfect solution for what to do with Fido while you are at work or on vacation. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine is celebrating their 50th issue with Betty White on the cover and would like to share a golden opportunity with you. For a limited time, you can subscribe to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, for 50% off. Just call toll-free 1-888-881-5861 and mention Animal Radio to receive your discount. Once again, that number is 1-888-881-5861. Start receiving the one magazine your dog will thank you for today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Heidi Ganahl, founder of Camp Bow Wow. Hi, Heidi, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm good. I'm so glad you could take the time to talk with us. My boys love going to camp in Boise where we live. They have such a great time. And I always wanted to know, what made you think up the camp experience?
Well, sure. Well, I had my own two big furry friends many years ago and could not find a place to keep them that was up to my snuff standards. So I was very picky and checked out all the local kennels. And back then, doggy daycare was just starting out back in 93, 94. And I went and checked one out near my dad's business and thought it was such a cool concept, but also knew that we needed the boarding component and it needed a lot more of a fun environment, like a camp environment. So we created the whole camp theme to go with it.
Yeah, I love that. I think it puts a smile on all the pet guardians' faces. I know I've been to camp several times when people will come in with their pets for the first time and they're a little nervous, like this is their first day, and all they have to do is turn around and look at the camper cam, look at the TV that's located in the lobby. They can see that their pets have already gone off, they're already starting making friends, and they're already playing. And I just wonder if when you do accept new pets for the first time, do they need to be able to have the Canine Citizen Award or any, do you do any type of temperament testing in order to be considered for the program?
Well, we do, and we call it our camp interview. And so they come for the day, and we hang out with them for about an hour and just make sure that they get along with the camp counselor or the person doing the interview. And then we test them out with one or two other dogs that we know really well so we can make sure that they are social and get along well with other dogs. And then we give them a trial run out in the play yards and let them play and see if they actually like the environment and like the concept, because we want every dog to have a great time and have fun. So we'll be really honest with you about your animal's experience and if they like the environment or not.
Yeah, I'd hate to be one of those that got turned away. I don't know how I would take that, but it's
luckily
important.
We have home buddies, our in-home pet care, that we can do dog walking out of the house if they don't necessarily like the open play environment. So.
Oh, there you go, because it really isn't suitable for all dogs. We had dogs in the past that were with us for 9 years, and I had one that, oh my goodness, I was never sure about her, so she couldn't join in that. But I wanted to tell you that we were on the road for 6 weeks in 2009 when we launched the month-long pet adoption event, Get Your Licks on Route 66. And I was so happy to find a couple of locations along the way where Junior could stay on those very hot days while we were all setting up adoptions in parking lots. And I just thought it was like coming home, even though I could be in, some other state. So that occurred to me that you had to have thought about this franchising probably long before you actually did it. And I was just wondering where your first franchise opened.
Well, our first franchise was actually in Castle Rock, Colorado, and then our first out-of-state franchise was in Troy, Michigan, which is actually in the Detroit area of all places. But franchising was not my original plan for Camp Bow Wow. I thought we would actually be more like a retail products company, like Big Dog Sportswear. I don't know if you remember the old St. Bernard with the different slogans and sayings. But it just worked out that all of our clients just loved the concept and kept asking us to open more locations, and franchising seemed like a great model to kind of spread the word and spread the fun.
Well, I think you really hit on something, and I'm going to quote this. I just read that you now have 125 franchises and that you were named to Inc.'s 500 fastest growing companies and Entrepreneur Magazine's 105 fastest growing franchises. And this is really exciting. It's the 26th fastest growing woman owned business in the country. So you have to be incredibly proud.
Oh, thank you. I am. I'm so kind of shocked, but happily shocked about how things have gone. And I have to say it's all due to our furry friends and them kind of leading the charge with letting us know what they like to do every day and just fulfilling their wishes. So
that's a fun job. And something that this is really exciting too, that you're doing something for the first time. Tell us about the Furry Fitness Challenge. What is that about?
The Furry Fitness Challenge is a national contest between owners and their pets collectively to lose weight together and get healthy together. And so it's kind of like the Biggest Loser, how it's a percentage of weight loss between the human client and the furry client. And you can go to furryfitnesschallenge.com and watch all the fun videos, and people are posting blogs and really having a lot of fun with this. And we have a veterinarian and a medical doctor for humans, too, who's also posting suggestions and tips. And it's just a great way to spend the summer getting healthy and fit with your pet.
Well, I think it's fun. And sometimes we just, like you said, our furry companions sometimes let us know what they need. And, you know, if they're not getting all the fun that they need at Camp Bow Wow, they definitely need to go online to campbowwow.com and learn more about the Furry Fitness Challenge and to find a location near them. So thanks, Heidi, for taking the time to talk with me today.
No problem. I really appreciate it. And I love your show, and I love all the things that you guys do. It's great for the animal world.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking about a wonderful website that has been responsible for helping find forever homes for so many pets. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
You sound like you like birds as much as I like birds.
I know.
Are you a single woman?
I currently am a single woman, yes.
We could go looking for birds together. I'm telling you, we'd have a fun time right
now. That's a likely story.
You know how most of the people that say want to go looking for birds don't ask first, are you a single woman?
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is Kim Saunders with PetFinder.com. Hi, Kim, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me today.
It's my pleasure. Now, your website says 15 years, 17 million adoptions. Is that a typo?
I know it seems too good to be true, but it's not a typo. That's actually the accurate figures. Working with the 13,500 shelters and rescues across North America, we have helped them to facilitate over 17 million adoptions.
Well, that's absolutely astounding. Congratulations. And I often wonder what was the idea in the beginning for PetFinder.
It's actually a fun story, both because it's such a success, but also because it started out as actually a New Year's resolution. Our founders, Betsy and Jared Saul, were looking for a way to use the Internet to its full potential. Very, very bright, driven people, and the Internet was brand new, and they were a little disappointed at how people were using it in such a flat way, and they knew it had all these great search capabilities. So one of the ideas they had would have made them rich beyond measure was a real estate site, which of course, you know, have popped up since. But they were huge pet lovers, and they knew that our shelters and rescue groups didn't have the money that they needed to market their pets. So creating a searchable database with full color pictures in real time that would allow homeless pets to enter people's living rooms and workplaces was going to be just an incredible gift to adoptable animals. And that's where it all started.
Well, I know there's a lot of people now that are really joining in this effort, and everyone behind, you know, finding new forever homes. You know, they have wonderful heartstring, you know, intentions. But I think your site has done such a phenomenal job, you know, capturing it from the get-go. And I noticed on there that I like your website also for the information regarding other topics of interest, such as before you adopt and after you adopt, and subjects that are equally important. I really think this is important because oftentimes we can go to adopt a pet, or we might even just be in a venue where they have an adoption that day, and maybe you haven't really thought through, and you just fall in love, and that's your cat, and that's your dog, and you get home, and it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? So, when did you start bringing in other topics, you know, especially these types of topics?
Well, you know, the reality is we kind of did it from the very beginning, but very organically. We were helping people find the right pet for them, which involved some education about how to find the right pet for you. So even though our focus was adoption, and our mission is very clear, our mission is simply to end the euthanasia of adoptable pets by finding them homes. In order to get to that place, we had to start with providing folks with resources and education, largely focusing on before you adopt a pet. So how to choose the right pet, how to know if the right pet's for you, how to be prepared to bring home your new pet, whether it's a dog or a cat or one of the many other animals for adoption on PetFinder. We have birds and reptiles and barnyard pets. And animals that maybe the care isn't as common. So that's been going on a long time. And then gradually, as we worked with our shelter and rescue partners, we learned that many of the pets that were coming back into their shelters were doing just that. They were coming back to the shelter for any number of issues that the families may have had, not because there was anything wrong with the pet necessarily. And so we looked at trying to identify those issues, and over the past couple of years, we've developed a program which we've now put a name to, which is called For Keeps, and that is focused on taking the step of finding homes for all these pets one more step into keeping them in their homes. So addressing many of the issues that might leave a pet vulnerable to coming back to the shelter, whether it be for health problems, because the pet gets lost and simply can't find their way back home, training issues, and we're addressing those to help people really, you know, take care of any issues that might come up and interfere with that relationship they have with their pet.
I think that's just really responsible, and I like that you have the Adopted Dog Bible book out. Where can people find out about that and order a copy?
You can order a copy of that through our website. It's still posted as well as available on Amazon, and that was quite a labor of love, and again, that was really for the same reason. It was created to further our mission and to really help folks, in this case specifically with dogs, to make the right match up front, because we feel like that's such an important way to start any relationship. You know, I'm a bit of a couch potato, and so if I had a dog who needed to run 5 miles a day, that just would not bode well for either of us. Simple things like that to try to walk you through.
Someone would have to change. And you know, we said 15 years, so that means it's a birthday time. So what can you tell me about the celebration and the big birthday adoption event?
We're very excited. We are celebrating all year. We're celebrating our 15th birthday. But in particular, the weekend of July 15th to 17th, shelters and rescues all across North America are getting together and holding adoption events, either by themselves or in coordination with other community local shelters and rescues banding together to hold mega adoption events to really celebrate the fact that we've been doing this for 15 years, finding homes for so many pets. And so our goal for that weekend is, across our participating members, to have 15,000 adoptions take place. And if you'd like to see where a local event may be taking place near you, or just to sign in and wish us a happy birthday, the website has a page specifically set up, and it is petfinder.com/birthday.
That's great. I hope everybody can take a few moments out of their day and just log on and learn about what they can do in their own community. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
I do. I would be happy to personalize and autograph one of our Adopted Dog Bibles and send it out to one of your listeners.
That is so great. So be the first to call at 1-866- 405-8405, and you will receive a copy of the Adopted Dog Bible. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Kim, for taking the time to talk with me today, and congratulations on your 15th birthday.
Thanks, Susan.
For more information, log on to petfinder.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out why they say a picture is worth a thousand words. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fighter Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine is celebrating their 50th issue with Betty White on the cover and would like to share a golden opportunity with you. For a limited time, you can subscribe to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, for 50% off. Just call toll-free 1-888-881-5861 and mention Animal Radio to receive your discount. Once again, that number is 1-888-881-5861. Start receiving the one magazine your dog will thank you for today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, I know you know that no two coffee table books are alike, and when it comes to taking photos of our dogs, no two photographers are alike. So please welcome my next guest, Andrew Grant, as we talk about his beautiful book entitled Rover. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Susan. Thanks.
You know, there is only one word for your beautiful photo essay, and that is stunning.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It truly is. It's really not a quick read, as each image is so sweet. I honestly haven't gotten that far through the book because it's a heavy book, first of all, but it's every picture really just speaks to me, and you can see the look at each one of these special spirits. It's really quite beautiful. So, well done.
Well, yeah, it is a big book. It's 468 pages, and every once in a while, if I'm at a friend's or a family's house, they feel compelled to go through each and every page, and it takes a long time.
Well, I guess that's a compliment to you, but you're probably saying enough already.
Right. Well, I mean, the goal of the book is to inspire people to welcome a shelter pet into their home. I don't know if your viewers know this, but what prompted me to get started on this project is that I learned that every year in this country, millions of cats and dogs enter shelters every year, and only a small percentage of them are rescued. And when I heard that, I wanted to do something that would bring attention to the cause.
Well, I certainly think that you have, and like you said, 468 pages, 360 images. How do you find all these beautiful dogs?
When I started to do, I'm a commercial photographer. I've never photographed dogs before. And then when I heard those statistics about the shelter pets, and I decided to do the book, I just had family and friends bring their dogs into the studio to determine whether or not I could even work with dogs, and fortunately I was able to get some compelling images right off the bat. So when I decided to go ahead and actually produce Rover, then we had casting calls throughout Southern California where people would bring their dogs, and the goal at that point was just to find a wide variety of dogs that would be that would photograph well and allow me to capture a compelling image for the book.
Well, I think now as people get, more and more people learn about the book, they're probably wanting, to get their dog in the covers. But this is what I read. I thought this was really interesting that there was a quote. It said, Rover has won the hearts of pet advocates, including Ellen DeGeneres, who announced on her show that Rover was going to be given to Oprah as her Christmas present. So as soon as I saw that, I said, okay, that must have done well for you.
Ellen had it on her show twice, right before Christmas. I think it was in 2009. And, yeah, that helped us bring a lot of attention to the cause, certainly. And we've had a lot of good press lately, and I'm in the process of producing the third and final book, which will hopefully be out late this fall, maybe November or December.
Well, I don't know if I have enough time to meet you because, you know, my dogs are pretty good looking and they both were adopted.
Hint. I will be in Sun Valley. I think you have a home somewhere near there, but I'm going to be in Sun Valley, I think on August 10th, doing an event where one of the things we do is if somebody wants to have their dog featured in the book, I'll photograph their dog and feature their dog in a two-page spread, either one big image or two side-by-side images, and that's $2,500. And if they want to see their dog in a spread and on one of the Rover covers, they can do that too, and that's $7,500. But we use that money, a portion of that money goes to a partnering rescue, and then the rest of the money is used to produce the book so we can donate the proceeds from the revenues to rescues throughout the country. So not only can you make your dog famous, but you can help other pets in the process.
Well, I like that you can choose the different book jackets when you order. And what made you think of that? Because I haven't seen that done before.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble told me they haven't had anybody do that before either. What we did is each book has three different dust cover jackets on it. So if you're a fan of a German Shepherd, you can use that cover. You know, there's different types of dogs for different types of tastes. Because I know some people are big dog lovers, other people like little dogs. So that way you can display the book with a dog that you like on your table.
Well, did you have a special dog from all the dogs that you've liked for photographing? I would have to think you'd have at least one or two that just really pulled at your heartstrings.
By the way, I'm sorry about my phone. I think I'm getting a couple text messages. My apologies. I've photographed over 300 dogs now, and I think some of the dogs I'm able to capture two good images in just 20 minutes usually takes me an hour. But I've had a couple dogs where it's taken 3 or 4 hours just to get two shots. I discard anything that's not razor sharp. So not only do I have to get a nice expression, I have to get something that's just perfectly in focus. So to answer your question, I think some of the most memorable dogs that I've ever photographed were the most difficult ones. And sometimes difficult can mean they were just really shy. I had one dog that was featured in the first book who was a rescue, and he obviously wasn't treated properly when he was young. And he was so skittish in the studio, it just took him so long to get comfortable with me. And the only shot I have of him is he was just kind of crawling on the floor toward me, and I happened to get a shot in focus as he was doing that. So it's experiences like that, and getting the dog to actually grow to trust me in the studio, I think is some of the most rewarding moments of this project so far.
Yeah, you can really tell. Like I said, I'm taking my time going through this and really looking at all these beautiful spirits. And what message do you hope people will get from your book?
Well, there's a couple. First of all, I think there's 210 dogs in this second edition of Rover that you're looking at. Nearly every single one of those dogs once lived in a rescue or a shelter. So I hope that Rover effectively conveys the message that you can get beautiful, quality, loving dogs from a rescue. And even if you want a pure breed, if you're patient, you really want a pure breed and nothing else will work for you, if you're patient, you can find one. There are specialty rescues all over the country, and if you reach out to them and tell them what you're looking for, you can find one. The other message is, I spend a lot of time with these dogs in the studio, and you'll notice each and every shot, they're looking straight into the lens, and that's not something you can fix or alter in Photoshop. Either they're looking into the lens or they're not. And the reason that's so important to me is I want you to be able to peer into the souls of these little dogs with the hoping that it's going to inspire people to get involved. And I know it works. I see the way that people respond to the book. It's a huge book, and every picture in there is 12 inch by 12 inches, and they're in stunning detail because I use such high-end equipment. And as a result, you can really identify with these dogs, and you can see how the grateful look in their eyes, and I know for sure it's getting people involved, and that's really exciting to me.
I agree with you 110%, and I understand one of our lucky listeners is going to be able to test this theory for themselves, because I understand that you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yeah, sure. Rover is an $80 book. You can get it at Barney's or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but we'll give away one of those books to your caller. And if somebody wants to wants to get their dog into the book, they can email me or go to my website.
And your website is andrewgrantphoto.com. Do they have to put slash rover after that or just Andrew Grant Photo?
AndrewGrantPhoto.com is fine. There's a link to Rover right there on the homepage.
That's perfect. Okay, everybody, be the first listener to call at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive Rover. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. I can't tell you how beautiful this book is. Thanks, Andrew, for spending time with me today, and best of luck with Rover.
Thanks so much, Susan. I was also going to mention if people want to learn more about Rover, they can go to the Rover page on Facebook. Thanks so much for your
time. Awesome. You bet. Take care. For more information or to order Rover, log on to andrewgrantphoto.com. That's it for Fido Friendly. For more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly magazine. We're at Borders, Barnes & Noble's, Hastings, Safeway, or Save a Tree, and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.